Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to the What to Read Next podcast. I am so happy to have you back. A fun programming note, I'll be posting new episodes every Sunday afternoon. I have a fun lineup of guests with a wide variety of genres that will be sharing the go-to book recommendations. I'm so excited to share this with you. Today, our guest is Laura from 50 by 25 blog, and we're chatting all things women's fiction / chick lit and social psychology books. Now let's get to the show. Hi, Laura. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
So my name is Laura Squijinski. I live in a suburb of Boulder, Colorado that's called Superior. I work in management consulting, and I recently was also elected as town trustee for Superior, which is basically like city council, just we have a slightly different form of government.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So you have a blog called 50 by 25. What inspired you to get started?
Yes. So I started writing my blog all the way back in 2007. So it's been over a decade now. I started writing my blog primarily about running and fitness. At the time, I was trying to work out more, lose a little weight, eat healthier, all that sort of stuff. It evolved into a pure running blog where I wrote about various races I did from 5Ks to marathons. And it got the name 50 by 25 because my goal was to run a marathon in all 50 states by my 25th birthday. So I picked up a lot of followers as I was kind of going along that quest. But I did complete that back in 2009. And since then, I've kept up my blog, but I kind of write a little bit about everything now. Some book reviews, of course, still some running and everything else.
I love it. I've been a follower for your blog for about 6 or 7 years. So I used to run in the healthy living world back in the day before I found Yeah, that's so exciting. I love it. So we're going to talk about your reading life, which is what, you know, this podcast is all about. So tell us, when do you read?
So I read all the time. I have a Kindle that I keep in my purse, which is great because even if I am just waiting in line somewhere, I can pull out my Kindle and start reading whatever I'm in the middle of. I do try to make time every night before I go to bed. I usually read a little bit in bed before I go to sleep. Sometimes that is 10 minutes, and then I fall right asleep. And other times I have been known to stay up all night to finish a book, and then it's like 2 a.m. and I'm in big trouble for the next day.
I know. That's my biggest struggle with me. Whenever I'm like almost finishing a book, I'm like, do I wait till the morning to finish a book or just spend all night, you know, reading it? It's like, I know I want to fall asleep, but I want to finish the book too.
So. I know. I feel like I always default to finishing the book because I just keep saying, well, one more chapter. And then my Kindle will be like, oh, you're 80% done. And I'm like, well, I'm 80%. I might as well just finish from here.
I know. I love that percentage because it's like I read faster in Kindle and it's like, well, 80% will take me like what, you know, and then Kindle will tell me how long it's going to take me. And I'm like, well, it's only like an hour. I might as well spend an hour and do it.
Yeah, it is not that long at all.
But when it's 1 a.m., I'm like, you know, maybe I should sleep that extra hour. So.
Exactly.
Oh, man. The plights of reading a Kindle. So what do you love most about reading?
Oh, I mean, I love everything about reading. I love that I can learn all kinds of new things from it. I love that I can see other perspectives and just understand lifestyles that are totally different than mine or anything I've ever experienced. I also love seeing in fiction books the different choices that characters make. I mean, there are so many times I'm reading a book and I find myself angry at the characters where I'm like, no, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. But it's really neat to just kind of get a glimpse into other people's lives. I mean, you know that characters, if they're done well, they're based on real people. And so I think it's just really neat to get a sense of what other people are thinking and the experiences they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love reading. I feel it's like a voyeur to like reading other people's lives and just and judging at the same time and still at the same time enjoying the whole process of it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So what would your reading life to be different? What would you like your reading life to be different?
I mean, I wish I had more time to read. Every year I do the Goodreads challenge where you set how many books you want to read. And mm-hmm. I think I set my goal at a pretty aggressive 100 books. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm a fairly fast reader, but that definitely is a little bit aggressive. Mm-hmm. So I would think most years I'm in the 90s or maybe I'll hit 100 and I'm pretty psyched about that. This year, just with everything else going on, I think I'm going to finish around 60 some. So okay. Much lower than usual, and I have big plans for 2019 to just make sure I'm making more time to read.
I love it. Yeah, this year I read less this year, but I read more quality books. That's my payoff. I was like, well, I read less, but I read different types of books. But you know, it just each year there's different things in life that takes our time away from reading. Even though I want to make this a priority for 2019.
Yeah. Speaking of blogs, I mean, I feel like part of why I've been reading less is I've been reading a lot more blogs and articles. And I mean, I think it's great that now there's so much online media we can consume as well. Mm-hmm. But there's something satisfying about reading a full book and you know, getting to experience that.
Yes, I love it. So how do you choose your next read? Are you a movie reader or do you keep a TBR?
Kind of a combo. So I put all the books I want to read on my Goodreads list. And then I am a big library user. So I pretty much request all my books from the library as soon as I add them to my Goodreads list, because so many of them have long waiting lists. So I will immediately put it on hold. And then I like that it's kind of a surprise whenever the books come in, because sometimes it's and sometimes it's ebooks on my Kindle. But either way, I get an email and they're like, oh, it's finally time for you to read this book. And half the time it's something I had totally forgotten that I put on the list. And so it's a little bit exciting. And I also think, I mean, the library's free, so that's wonderful. Yep. But the fact it's due back also gives me incentive where I'm like, oh, it's due back in 3 days. Like, I better get reading. I have to finish this. Versus the book that I have in my house. You know, it's a lot easier to just be like, oh, I can do other stuff. I don't have to get this done anytime soon.
Yeah. Do you struggle with getting multiple books from the library at the same time? Because that's my struggle with the library sometimes. Is that good?
Yeah.
If I put them in and I get like 10 of them at the same time, like, when am I going to read them all?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely get a lot of books from the library at the same time. For me, the challenge that I haven't quite figured out is whether to read one book at a time or read multiple books at a time. Mm. I used to be purely a one book at a time person.
Okay.
I alternate between fiction and nonfiction.
Okay.
And I started finding like a year or two ago that it was actually kind of nice to have one fiction book going at one time and a nonfiction book going so that I could pick up either one based on my mood. Mm-hmm. That said, when I started doing that is also when I started, I feel like, making less time for reading. So maybe that wasn't so effective.
Yeah, that's true. For me, I keep an ebook and a physical book. So how I'll alternate that. That's how I keep them. I may read multiple books at once, although it gets confusing. So just like, you know, sometimes I just keep it just to one book and just try to finish it off. And then, you know, move it forward. But yeah, an ebook and a physical book for me, that makes a difference.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because especially there are different places I like to read ebooks versus different places I like to read physical books.
Yeah. So that's a suggestion. But you'll figure out, you'll find your groove in 2019. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So do you keep track of the books that you read?
Yes. So I log them all on Goodreads,
okay.
Which I like because because also this actually just happened to me over the Christmas holidays. My mom picked up a book and she was reading it, and it was one that I had read. And when I actually, she was like, oh, what did you think of it? And I was like, I don't think I liked it that much. And then I went back and I looked on Goodreads and I realized I actually gave it 4 stars. So I did like it more than I remembered. Which goes to show me like how poor my memory is when I can kind of remember the plot line, but I couldn't remember if I liked it or not. And so I love that. And I love also when friends ask for recommendations, being able to go look through my list and see, oh, these are the ones I gave 5 stars to. I would definitely recommend this to you and that to you and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I love Goodreads for that reason, just to keep track of the books that I read. But sometimes I reread the book and I'm like, oh, I gave it more stars than I should have given. That's actually a couple of books I reread this year were kind of like, I had to look back at my star rating. I was like, I liked it a lot for the first time, but this time around, it lost another star, you know.
Yeah, I will confess, I actually this year read a book and didn't realize I had read it before. And then I went to log it on Goodreads and I realized I had read it before. And I just thought, oh my gosh, my memory is really terrible if I read this whole book and didn't even realize.
I know. Well, you read a lot. And so definitely sometimes the story, you forget about the story. You know, there's certain books, you look at Palette Cleansers, they're just, I don't remember the story. I just remember enjoying it or just being like, it's kind of like, it just cleanses the palette for the next book.
Exactly. And especially, I mean, I do read a good amount of chick lit books, some of which just aren't very distinctive and are kind of the cliched romance kind of books, which I really enjoy for taking my mind off whatever might be stressing me out. But those, I mean, to some extent, if you've read one, you've read all of them. So it wasn't surprising that I had read it and not remembered.
Yeah. So what's your favorite genre?
Tough question. On the nonfiction side, I really like social psychology books.
Okay.
I love like Charles Duhigg's Power of Habit, Tiffany Dufu, Drop the Ball, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. On the fiction side, I definitely like chick lit. I feel like there should be a better term for it now, and maybe there is, and I just don't know it. Women's fiction? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm using the wrong word.
No, I've been using chick lit for a long time, and then I started asking for books, and I was like, they're called women's fiction. And I was like, well, this is chick lit. So it now has, a fancy name.
All right. Well, I really like women's fiction then. My favorite authors are Taylor Jenkins Reid, who I think a lot of people haven't heard of, but she's a newer author that just does fantastic novels that also make you think a little bit in addition to being light. I love Jessica Colt. And then on the really light side, I really like Ellen Hildebrand. She does a ton of books about Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. And they're always just kind of great escape novels where I imagine what life would be like if I lived on the beach.
I love it. Yeah, I just read my first Ellen Hildebrand's book, and it was not set in Nantucket. It was set in St. John's. So I read her Winter Paradise.
I just heard about that this week. I haven't read those yet.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was like a 3.5 star read. So it wasn't like...
Okay.
It was good, but it leaves it a cliffhanger. So I'm reading the next book because I want to know what happens. So just thought
it
was
requested that one. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah. It's set in St. John's. So it makes you want to go to St. John's. And I read it at the beach this winter. So it was like
exciting.
So it's definitely a fun book to read.
Yeah. Her other books are almost all based in Nantucket.
Yep.
And a couple of them will have characters that cross over. But even if they don't have characters that cross over, she does tend to talk about the same places. So it's just kind of familiar where they're not a series, most of them, but you still have that familiar sense of like, oh, I remember this bar called the Chicken Box that they talk about in all of these novels. And I don't know. I like books that kind of make you feel like you're in them and they're familiar and those sorts of things.
Definitely. I'm definitely going to be checking her out. I think the Winter series is the other series that I've seen quite a few.
So I may check that out. It's the, I heard people.
Yeah, and this is a great time of year to read that too.
Yeah. It's like the right season to read the winter series.
Exactly.
So what are your top three favorite books of all time?
Oh, that is such a tough question. I mean, I think my top book of all time has to be Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. I think I first read it when I was a young teenager, which is probably early, but I just loved it so much. I thought it was fascinating to learn all about the Civil War and the Reconstruction and kind of what life was like. But the language she uses is just so beautiful. You feel like you're there, and she does such a great job with the description. So even though that is a really long book, I've probably read it at least a dozen times. And I always discover new things in it every time I read it. Outside of that, though, it's tough because when I was a kid, I feel like I reread a lot of books. I loved reading books over and over. And now as an adult, especially realizing just how many books there are, I almost never reread books. So I can't use that as my barometer for, is this a good book or not? I guess just to mix things up and kind of talk a little bit more about the social psychology books that I like, my absolute favorite there is by Caroline Webb, and it's called How to Have a Good Day. So especially with it being the beginning of the year and New Year's time, that would definitely be one that I would recommend. It's all about just the little tweaks you can make in how you live your life in order to just be happier and improve. And she does a great job of summing up the research of dozens of psychologists and a lot of other books. So even if you've read some in the genre, you'll come away with some new perspective, but you'll also see some familiar concepts presented in a different way.
I love it. So who are your go-to authors, or which authors are you awed by?
Go-to authors. I look for anything by definitely Jodi Picoult, Taylor Jenkins Reid, and Ellen Hildebrand, like I had mentioned. I also really like Emily Giffen. I get really excited by any of her books that are coming out. There's also an author in Chicago that not many people know about, but I think she writes fantastic women's literature. Her name is Stacey Ballis, B-A-L-L-I-S.
Okay.
And I found her because she apparently is best friends with Jen Lancaster, who writes really funny humor books that are set in Chicago. So
yeah.
Stacey Ballis's books are kind of a mix of that classic women's fiction, but with a lot of humor thrown in. And so I think of them as almost like Sophie Kinsella's books, but a little bit, the characters are a little bit more intelligent and a little less prone to kind of making silly mistakes and then spending the whole book trying to cover them up.
I'm definitely going to be checking that out. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for a new author to me. So for
books are also, a lot of them tend to involve food somehow. So she'll have recipes sprinkled throughout, which is kind of, you'll read an article about a baker and then every chapter will begin with like a recipe that the baker's using and kind of how it relates to the story.
I love a book that has a recipe. I think it's one of those perfect touches that just comes like adds value to it. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Jenny Colgan is another author who I really enjoy who does something similar. And I just think it's such a neat touch. I will confess I've never made any of the recipes, but every time I read the book, I'm always thinking, oh, I should really try this one. It sounds so good.
Awesome. So what are books that you read in 2018 so far?
Favorite books in 2018 that I haven't talked about yet. I love the Thousandth Floor series by Catherine McGee. It's kind of a future dystopian series about this, essentially about New York City, and they've built this 1,000-story almost apartment building / city, and kind of all the adventures that go on in there. So I love that series. This one got a lot of press attention, but I really did enjoy The Last Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine. Mm-hmm. It was a thriller with a twist, and just that was one of those that kept me reading until 2 a.m. Mm. And then I also really enjoyed this novel by Lori Frankel called This Is How It Is. Mm-hmm. And it's about a family that is raising a transgender child, and kind of just how that all worked, how they found out that their child wanted to change, kind of the things they navigated at school and all the challenges they ran into. And that was definitely one where it just gave me a really different perspective, mm-hmm. where I hadn't necessarily thought about all the ins and outs of what do you tell your teacher at school and how do you interact with your friends differently after that. And mm-hmm. I really liked that one a lot and would heavily recommend it.
Yeah, I really loved This How It Always Is. I thought it was a really, it was, and I love the author's note and the expectation and how she shares that it was like a fiction story, even though she does have a child, a transgender child. Like, it was definitely brought a different perspective for it. So I really do enjoy. I haven't read the third book in the Thousand Floor series. Did you read that third book?
Yes, I read all of them finally, okay. And I was so excited.
Yeah, I just thought, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to request it on the library. So I'm looking forward to reading the third floor. They're kind of fun. They're fun, you know, dystopian slash, you know, YA drama. It feels like Gossip Girl meets dystopian meets, you know.
That's a great way to describe it. It absolutely is kind of Gossip Girl-ish in how it all works.
Yeah. So what's your most anticipated new release for 2019?
I don't have any yet. I mean, I have my go-to authors, but I honestly haven't looked to see what they have coming out.
So Teledragon's Read is coming out with Daisy Jones and the Six, which I read, and it's kind of fun. It's if you're like almost famous, if you like Rolling Stones, kind of like set 1970s on rock and roll, it's the rise and fall of a band, and Daisy Jones is like a singer. It's kind of like a duet band. It's actually really good. It's a unique format. It has Taylor Jenkins Reid has his own twists and turns, but it's actually really good. So I think that.
Oh, awesome! That, I want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, you know, I think Ellen Hildebrand will have a second book for the Winter in Paradise series.
Okay,
that's coming, and she has another one coming out in July. Something Ooh, summer 69, awesome. I think. So I'm not sure what that one said, but it's coming out in July.
Okay, awesome. I will be excited for that too then.
Yeah. So what's one book that everyone loves but you cannot stand?
For me, it's not necessarily one book, but I really love Brené Brown's books as a whole.
Okay.
All my friends just love her, want to go hear her speak and love all of them. I've probably read 4 or 5 of them. My book club picks them a lot. And I'm always up for reading them. But for me, they end up a little bit too woo-woo, a little bit in my head, versus I really like something really grounded and practical and a little less forgiving. That said, I did enjoy her book that I think just came out in the last year called Gifts of Imperfection. That one really resonated with me, but for whatever reason, all the others, I was just kind of like, I don't like these that much. Sorry, guys.
I hear you. So what's your favorite book to movie adaptation or movie, you know, or book that you wish to be adapted?
Adaptations are so hard. I feel like so many of the times I always try to read the book before I see it in theaters, and the movie is always so disappointing in comparison. But as far as a book that I really would be adapted, I would love to see Kira Cass's The Selection series adapted to become a movie. Have you read any of those?
Yes, I did. It was supposed to be a CW TV series, but it didn't get picked up. They made a pilot for that one. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that would be a perfect series for us. Like, it's just The Bachelor meets dystopian. It's so good.
Exactly. Oh, I could totally see that as a series. Oh, that's a bummer it didn't get picked up. Yeah. I would love to see it I mean, it reminded me a lot of The Hunger Games and The Mockingjay and all mm-hmm. of that. So I could also see it being a three-part movie that way, too.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a three-book series. Well, there's five books, but you know what I mean. The first three books.
The three-book series are so popular these days.
Yeah.
I read one this year by Amy Ewing, and it was called The Jewel Series.
Okay.
And that was another one where I just kept, I was like plowing through. I think I read like all the books in the series in like 2 days. But again, it just reminded me those dystopian novels. I feel like they always have trilogies, and then the formulas are also kind of the same too, in terms of like the battle and then preparing for it and all of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your go-to book recommendation?
I don't know that I have one go-to book recommendation, because whenever someone asks me for a book recommendation, I always ask them questions about what genre do you like, what other books have you liked, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If I had to pick one for somebody that I had no idea what they were interested in, I might pick The Martian by Andy Weir.
Okay.
I thought that book did a great job of kind of being a mix of different genres, where you had a little bit of sci-fi, of course, but there was a lot of humor mixed in. There was kind of the thriller aspect mixed in as well. And it's fun that it has a movie, so people can go see the movie too.
I love it. Tell us where we can find you online.
Online at 50by25.com, 50by25. That's my blog. And once a month, I post kind of a review of everything I've read that month, what I thought of it. And that links to my Goodreads as well, where you can see in real time what I'm reading, the books I want to read, and also you can make suggestions, because I love getting book recommendations from other people too.
I love it. Thank you so much for being in the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad that we got the chance to talk today, Laura.
Thank you, Laura, for a great list of book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/91. If you purchase a book through the links in the show notes, you will be supporting the What to Read Next blog. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. I will be coming back next week with a new episode featuring romance book recommendations, which I am so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.